Okay, and we are recording, so whenever you're ready.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the detailed design meeting. Agenda. Last time we discussed the squishy foodiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that. And I think we've come up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we'd use and what kind of chip would be necessary. So for later in the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs. So we'll take a look at that and see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. You guys have made a prototype presentation?
Okay, well, so our design looks something like this. This being the wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. This button serves as the power button if you hold it down, and if you just tap on it, I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy, spongy, rubbery feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to, you know, the suit your living room or whatever.
And you can change the vegetable.
Yeah, you can change the vegetable.
Oh, is that broccoli?
It's like broccoli. So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale, because it would have the battery inside it. There's a mango. It's trendy fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit, so you don't have orange, you have mango. Like a strawberry is not as trendy.
It's a very bright strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs for your remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them because they'll need to switch them out.
It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-holdable and that the user can use it. You know, it's not too big. But we think that this, you know, the size will be okay. And we will have to fit the battery. I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was, or design yet actually, would be the thing, the locator.
The locator is just a chip that's inside there.
Okay, so that's just.
And the beeper is also inside there too, somewhere.
So you have to have a button on your, you have to attach the button to the.
Yeah, we didn't design that.
Yeah, we have that is it.
But it would be coordinating with that, of course.
Yeah, okay, that can, you know, match the hand, so.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look in your project documents folder, there's an Excel spreadsheet. The only one that's in there are production costs. And if you open it up, I've just stuck the numbers in. It's a real challenge. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if you see something that has changed, I mean, we decided on batteries, and the regular chip would be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved or flat. I think that's what you have there. Is that right? For the plastic part would be.
My impression was that flat meant like one of those square remotes. But it's really not very clear because you've got single curve and double curve, and
right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area just, I don't know, I guess we'd have to contact the company that makes them and see. So what else? There's plastic for that area around the button. And then rubber would be the squishy like thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of special colors, actually. Do you see anything that I've missed?
No, I think that's all right.
Yeah. So that would make our total 11.9, which is almost 12.5, which means we'd be making more profit. And if we sold a lot of squishy things. Yeah. Okay. So. What did you recommend?
Evaluation criteria.
Okay.
I've got a presentation. Sorry, that's okay. Right, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. The method is, I've analysed the user requirements and integrated them to the trends found in marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. And the findings were that we need it to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, and this is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, it has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These are all things we looked at the start, and criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later, together to decide whether it meets the standards. And we have, therefore, in total, we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated. And basically the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. This is the table, can you see this here? The questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is 1 and false is 7. And we'll just go through each point together, hopefully. I think if each of us gives an opinion, then they can be mixed somehow. I don't know how it works exactly, I haven't been told.
Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own?
Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it meeting 3 units?
It's called evaluation criteria. And it's under evaluation.
The paragraph one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was transform.
Choose one and false is.
Do you want us to discuss this together or do you want us to do it separately?
We can do it separately and then discuss
it.
If that's what you want.
So it's actually a scale.
Wait, one is true and.
So
these are the questions we're answering.
Yes.
And one
if it's fancy, you put 1.
Oh, right.
If it's really unfancy, it's 7.
If it's somewhere in between, you put 4.
Yeah. really big questions. Batter is easy to insert.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yes? Very, very true.
I imagine there's somewhere on the front we have a little case that you stick them in.
Okay. Is that right? Yeah, apparently I'm supposed to use a whiteboard. Do we, is it necessary?
I don't think so. It's
we'll just do
yeah,
one.
The marker had kind of stopped working last
night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
that's probably good. And unless you feel like you need it.
I don't feel like
okay.
Right, so 1.1. We'll just go in a circle.
One.
Five. Oh, I don't know. Right. One.
Five.
Five.
Five. Two. Okay, so do we just stand it up and divide it by four? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's four if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It adds to 16 plus four.
Oh, no, it adds to 13. 1552.
Oh, that's just okay.
1552 is 13/4 for now. That's next. 3. 6.
6.
Two.
I wasn't cheating this one.
Right. 1.3 is.
So wait. So 1 was true and 7 was false.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. So you guys really didn't like it.
I thought it was the other way around. So
well,
we
like
do have about the same thing. We just have it.
Yeah.
It was,
I was thinking one
is true,
no
and
points, you know,
false is certain. I should have cut the table up.
Oh
I'll just,
gosh. Okay.
I'll just
well,
reverse them all. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad this came out.
I was like, why did you guys design it that way?
Yeah.
I know you guys hated it.
Oh, that's quite funny.
Yeah.
Starting again, 1.1?
1. Say 2.
3.
2. Okay, 1.2?
3.
2.
2.
2.
Okay.
1.3?
1.
1.
1.
Ha. 2.1?
2.
Two. I think I missed 2. Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah, but it
yeah.
Down to 1.4.
1.4, 1.5.
Okay,
right.
Sorry.
That's I have 2.
All kinds of
1. Sorry about that. 2.2, which is 1.5.
1.
Three. Wait, why did I put three?
One.
Then one on my two.
3.1, is that correct on my
Yeah.
slide? Yeah.
One.
3.1, I have four. Three.
1, 4, 3, 3, 3.2.
Three.
Three.
One.
3.3.
One.
One.
Two.
4.1.
One.
Two.
Five.
Two. 4.2.
Two. Three.
Four.
2 and 4.3.
Two.
One.
Two.
Right, so I've put one on that. Okay, I'll just do the calculations now if you want to continue.
Okay.
Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No, no, that's I think we should look at the ones that, like, where people said four, where it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the remote.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have the slide? 3.1.
That was material.
Slideshow. Material, technologically innovative. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to change it with the suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that again? Sorry, 3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is 3.1 was not that good. 4.1.
Is the shape.
The shape. I think 4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining. That is it going to be the size, like the controller, or bigger? Because
what if we just smash all the vegetables down flat, and like then if you could hold it in your hand better.
I think the base would definitely be larger because some of these are not as easy to hold.
Yeah.
Kind of smallish.
No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round and it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why remote controls are
yeah.
long because
yeah.
you have that thumb kind of. So they could all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think this is comfortable to
yeah.
sit there. Like it's
but
an
like
awkward
if
position.
You just squash them flat, like you made it flat.
I'm sure that stress ball stuff, they would be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think.
Yeah. And would it even resemble fruit that way? I mean.
Yeah, like certain ones you'd have to limit the fruit selection. Like you could probably do a strawberry still.
Yeah.
I think the broccoli would be out. Could you limit that? Although the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say, like
yeah, but
majestic.
I when you were holding
yeah,
that before it
that
actually
looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
are there any fruits that look like broccoli, no?
Anyway.
I thought I can think of rhubarb.
I think like broccoli is my favorite actually.
Mm.
I think we
what if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could be whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber.
Huh?
You
oh,
know,
okay.
like
so
just
to
print
cover
it,
not
yeah,
the
or
shape color.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we could even have fruit, like, around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
yeah, just have the color match or something.
Yeah. And if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be. I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah.
the.
Because, yeah, no one wants to hold it. Let's see. Like, I don't know. Some of them you can kind of see as, like, if it was only this, you know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, this the problem
mm-hmm.
is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So like maybe that's just too
well,
big
see,
because...
Well, see, the reason the broccoli works is you can kind of hold it like that,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
a nice kind of...
Joystick.
Yeah. But...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess...
I mean, is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Because like...
We can make it that shape but just have different colors.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
different fruits.
And like
we
even
went with shape because we were having
or
fun
even
with
like yeah, like you said, like a joystick like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like we could do I'm trying to think of other shape, like fruits or
because that I think I mean that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You still have the comfort of holding it like that.
Mm.
And you could like if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Part.
Right.
But I mean, if do we have any other ideas about that?
We could
then the critical ones come out to be yeah, that one batteries easy to insert for some reason. Which can be easily then that's not a problem.
The batteries are
going everyone
gave
that a one or a two.
In the back?
Yeah,
yeah.
They'd probably be either on the front or the side.
The reason I didn't give it a one, I think I gave it a three because I thought you'd have to like unclip.
No.
No,
I
you
imagine
didn't.
There'd be sort of a hatch.
Just like any other
one. Yeah, I'm looking at all of them. Yeah. So it can be either. No, it can't be in the front because the IR is right there, but it'd be on the sides probably.
Yeah.
I think everyone's on the three anyway. So I think that's. Those are the only 2 points.
Cool. Well. Yeah, the broccoli, I guess, wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with changing the shape. I'm just having fun making strawberries and stuff. We were a bit off task. So I can't think of any. So we'll have to like. Yeah, I don't know. You could make the touchpad in different shapes, but then that kind of redesigns the whole project.
It might also sort of annoy people to get used to having the buttons.
Yeah,
in
that's
one
shape.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it would probably cost more to produce.
Yeah, that's just
that even though.
How about having different colors is a lot cheaper than having different shapes too?
Yeah. Which is what printing might be, like just printing the fruit. Production evaluation. It's not project evaluation.
You want this and we can
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied. Oh, it's alright. Yeah.
It's alright,
yeah. Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity and sort of?
Sure.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, fruit and squishiness have more creativity.
Sponginess.
The prototype making was very creatively stimulating, and I think we've come up with a product that's fun and needs all the creativity.
And how was our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap personally.
Well, he told us when to start and when to end and that's all that
yeah.
matters.
I think you're fine.
I'm never going to do a management position. I know that now. Yeah, I thought we all
it all sort of blended.
Yeah, I think it more than anything we didn't really have our set roles so much as we just be like
yeah.
All that
very democratic.
Yeah.
No stats, that was good. and the means for like the materials we used, how convenient were they? Like the pens, the whiteboard. I mean,
well, I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or
are you a Mac
stuff.
Person?
No, I never touch Macs either. I just use the Unix or the off market sort of word perfect and all these other things.
Mm.
Which isn't very easy, frankly.
Well, the problem is if you don't, like, my new computer never has word perfect, so I have to go track someone down who has an old disk and then I have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents I can't use now. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's okay.
I felt like my, I don't know if it was just my role, but I thought that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but there was kind of, it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think, I don't know what I'm doing here, so I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote a lot of notes instead. But
yeah,
yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint.
Yeah, I never use it.
Yeah, but.
I can't say I found everything particularly helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Yeah.
The
first bit of information
was
like this child's drawn picture of how a remote works.
No, mine was really helpful, wasn't it?
My stuff was quite helpful, I think.
I mean,
I think
my
it depends
problem.
On the role.
Yeah, because my problem was you guys had access to, like, they put send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't do that. So I didn't really know what you guys were doing. And when you were talking about it, it's just like, that's why I seem so ignorant when you're explaining things. It's like,
yeah, well, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me, like, you know, titanium costs more than
yeah.
you wanted to make a remote control. Than
yeah.
you wanted to.
But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole
system,
because of course they can't give you anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's interesting how it all went together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap and you have people want it to be spongy and
yeah.
it seems planned, you know?
Yeah, I kind of thought that, I felt like I would go and, like, try to use my information or, like, I'd make this stupid little presentation and then, like, I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because, I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time, but,
Well, I mean, we really got into talking about, like, personal practicality. Like, it wasn't necessarily what was, like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I hadn't been told the fruit was.
But I think that it might be to see whether people actually all come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information, or?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
if everyone's given the same input, I don't know, anyway. What's next? So, I know that's not.
What did you guys think of the pens?
They're pretty
them?
Cool. I'm kind of hard to write with, though.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I've forgotten once or twice to check the box.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using. It's like your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen and write.
Mm.
But even so, you know.
And new ideas found?
That's all very new.
Yeah.
It's
whatever. Yeah, I think I'd like to, Like, it was, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy. I guess you know, like, just connect to it properly.
Well, they drop off if you, like, move too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're...
I don't think we're supposed to be testing these microphones. Maybe we are. I don't know.
I think that, all this technology, like, I guess some people must be interested in using it, but I can't imagine finding it any more useful than, like, looking at someone's
yeah.
notes. Or
well, the thing is, like, I actually worked in a company, and I had a role, and I had to go to meetings. And, like, the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. Usually I miss meetings deliberately. There's really not that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like
yeah.
when you're actually at a real meeting in a real company.
Hmm.
It's mostly like rehashing old stuff and just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's been on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
It seems kind of like an excessive
It seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in like one sentence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need to have to watch like a 2-hour video with the sound and the transcript.
I guess it would be, it's gotta be worth it. I guess I'm just mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful.
one talk about fruit more while we still have time? And the other
What's the end? Are we supposed to, you're supposed to write a report? Are we ending? The end?
We still have time if there's any other input. I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because, I mean, we all kind of agree that our product is satisfactory. It fits the budget and it's trendy.
Amazing.
So.
And we did.
So I think that's all for today.
Okay, I got to put in all this stuff.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
I think I've learned not to bring Play-Doh to meetings.
I think it would be a good idea. I like it.
Enough to get people actually paying attention, especially if you have food.
So I guess we're supposed to write final reports.
All of us?
I don't know.
I was on 8, 9.